I feel like I'm in a place where I shouldn't be, you know? It's like, I guess, when you go hiking and you end up in a place that you never thought you would be in, and then you try to maneuver how to get back to the trail that brought you there.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
You know, a lot of people, a lot of white people, have been upset, and some have been outraged about what happened at City Market. How do you feel about all of that outcry?
Well, for instance, for me, I know we are labeling it as what you call, like Malcolm X would say, so-called white people, and I'm a so-called black person. But I think what's happening when you mention white people, I just think it's humanity coming out. It's not a white person. It's just humanity. You know what I'm saying? And they're struck by the injustice that happened to me and wouldn't like that to happen to themselves or anyone else. So that's what I get from it, you know.
Okay, what do you have to say to them?
Well, I have to say that, you know, thanks for the support, first of all. And I didn't know there was a lot of people with that type of compassion in Carbondale, and I think we need to have more of that on a daily basis, you know, not only here, but all over. They should take it and branch it out all over where they step, you know, wherever they are, they should extend it, you know.
Why did you set up a GoFundMe page?
Well, for instance, I couldn't afford the attorney fee, first of all, and I wasn't planning on, you know, having extra money to protect myself from this injustice. So, you know, it was kind of like, I was just caught off guard or something. You know, I didn't have like a extra stash. So like, mm-hmm. I can handle it. Mm-hmm. The alternative was to go to GoFundMe. You know,
Talk more about the injustice.
Well, I was thinking about, you know, like for instance. I think as in this community or in the United States as a whole and the world as a whole, I think basically this is happening because of mislabeling, you know what I'm saying? It's all about mislabeling. The whole process is about mislabeling. Like, for instance, you just call yourself the people that are helping me and supporting me white, and I'm supposed to refer to as a black person. Mm-hmm. But these are just so-called adjectives that doesn't describe who we are, because we are humanity, and those people that came here to support me is humanity. And as long as we understand that and don't buy into these adjectives they put on us that divides us, you know, and cause us to get into situations like this and wars and all type of stuff, you know, we have to be able to tell people, like, say, yo, man, whatever that label is, it doesn't apply to human beings, so we need to cut it out. In academia, you might be able to apply it on an artificial basis and then blame it on putting it on human beings, but there's an error in your procedure, you know, in your academic procedure, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, for instance, I think intellectual people are the most dangerous people in the world. I mean, in essence, because they don't have to carry a gun or a knife. They just have to use words, and then eventually society incorporate those words in the culture, and then it divides the people that lives within that culture. That's what I've seen, you know. Sometimes we blame politicians, but if you look at the politicians, they only get the ideas from intellectuals. Mm.
So would you call the situation that occurred at City Market an injustice?
Yes, it is, because like I said, it was all built on false premise. You know what I'm saying? And so the whole thing is that I was put in a situation that I never needed to be in. The encounter was basically a hearsay idea, and it wasn't checked. You know what I'm saying? And so if they had did the due diligence, we wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be talking to you here at this point in time. You know what I'm saying? Because they didn't follow through on the procedure that should have been followed through. I'm not saying that they didn't have those ideas within their mind, but for some reason, like a math problem, if you don't follow the formula, you can't get solve the problem. So,
you know, you were talking about mislabeling, and there are some people who believe that what happened at City Market was racially motivated. What are your thoughts about that?
Yes, I think it was racially motivated because, I'm a peaceful guy, and everyone who knows me, they know that's my trait. So for someone to call the police or say that they're upset because of how I look or whatever I did or did not do, you know, it's based upon my outward covering, you know what I'm saying? And so, I mean, once they called the description, it was my outward covering that, you know, that led them to approach me. So it's all basically, I think it's racially motivated, you know what I'm saying? I mean, and like I said, I didn't do anything wrong. So I was adamant about that. I was trying to get the initial people that approached me to solve the problem, you know, to go get to the higher person that says the manager called or something, to go get the manager, because, like, I didn't do anything at all. And I, you know, so I shouldn't be in this predicament where I have to, like, go to GoFundMe, you know what I'm saying, to solve this injustice that's happened to me. It should have never been this way, you know what I'm saying?
So, anything else you'd like to add?
I would like to say that, you know, for me, my answer to this situation is I always see things as love. There's only love. It's either love practice or love not practice. And I'm in a situation where love was not practiced. And so I end up in this situation here.
Michael Francisco, thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome.